You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Eunice Nuna on the line, and she's Executive Director over at Wounded Healers Kenya. Eunice, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So I know we have a very important message to cover today, and I'm excited to get into it with you. So we're going to talk about beauty and brokenness, your journey of resilience, perseverance, and hope, which, by the way, I told you in the pre-show, I'm like, man, I hope that's going to be a book because that's a beautiful title. But before we get into today's topic, I want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Executive Director over at Wounded Healers Kenya. So first up, maybe tell us a little bit more about the organization, please.
Wounded Healers Kenya is a foundation that I started as a survivor of sexual, I'm a survivor of sexual violence, and I went through so much as a journey of healing, and I faced a lot of rejection and a lot of trauma when I was trying to heal and trying to regain my dignity. So when I felt that I have gotten healing, I was asking myself, how many other people go through what I have just gone through? And I knew it was a time for me to speak. And I started sharing my story about my experience. And that way, I was able to fight so many other people who are struggling in silence, those who did not have courage to speak up. So Wounded Healer is a community of survivors of sexual violence who are passionate to see the end of of sexual violence. So we tell our stories, we come together, we do documentaries of our stories from different cultures in Kenya, and we show up to the world to just let people know that sexual violence happens, and also people don't have to be silent when they have gone through it. So it's a community of survivors of sexual violence who are determined to end the cycle of sexual violence.
Wow, what an amazing story, and what an amazing mission that you have. I mean, it's not an easy thing, of course, to share your story and to be a leader in this space, to really bring other people, to give them that space and that ability to even be able to share their story and make that connection, I mean, with each other and with a community. So what really drives you? Like, what kind of puts you over to that next point where you go and you've created something amazing like this?
It's love. I would say it's love. Is genuine love that I have for people, because I learned that there's no love. There's not so much love that I exist, and honest love. So when I found love, for many years I did not experience love when I was growing up and when I went through sexual violence. I never felt what love is all about. And when I was 18 years after I went through sexual violence, I got a child out of it. And it took me a lot of time to love my baby. And so many people came to show me love so that I can be able to show my son love. And that drives me. That drives me to know that there are so many people who have never experienced what love is all about. And I wanted to show people love and genuine love that I feel inside my heart. I feel for my son. And I feel that I can love and love so many other people and teach them how to love themselves.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, about the community itself, because I know there's some people listening to this that may want to get involved. They may want to contribute skills. They may want to, I mean, there's a lot of people that are listening to this and they're like, this is just something they want to get behind. Tell us a little bit more about the community and what you're doing. I know you mentioned something, documentaries. Give us a little bit more.
So Wounded Healer Kenya is in Kenya, is in Africa, and we're targeting to reach to any survivor in wherever they come from in the world. Mm. But what we're doing in Kenya is that we are made of, like I said, we're of survivors of sexual violence. We have mentors, we have counselors, we have advocates who are advocating for the survivors. So what we do, we have programs, three programs. One program is called Holistic Support. It's just counseling, one-on-one counseling for any survivor who've experienced it, and it's free of charge. So I call out for people, counselors, to just come and volunteer their skills to give counseling. And I also have another program called Leadership. The leadership, what I do is when I go, I find a survivor, I bring them to the program, and I empower them to become the leader, to lead in the fight of sexual violence. Because I believe when a survivor advocates for another survivor, they feel it is more tangible. They do it from experience. So there's a leadership program that we have all this empowerment program. We empower girls, we empower women, we empower children to becoming the better version of themselves and to be able to get the courage to speak up and to speak for the other people. And then I have an amazing program called Mentorship. So this mentorship is a curriculum that I developed personally, and it was checked by the ministry in Kenya. And it teaches and creates awareness of sexual violence. Because honestly, Adam, where I come from, the community does not want to speak about sexual violence. And I understand it's because of the culture differences that we come from. So, and people go, so many people, I notice so many people go through sexual violence. They are raped. Children are exploited, but they don't know it's wrong. They don't know it's violence. So I have a program that I invite everyone to go and train sexual violence to all the whole community, to tell them when we talk about sexual violence, because it seems a big term, this is what you're talking about. And also train people how to prevent it from happening. And also to develop the mutual respect between boys and girls. As they grow up, they need to understand this respect. We need to grow up with respect, because that's where I believe that's the only way that we can end the cycle of sexual violence. If only we can have the mutual respect for our kids when they are growing up. And I have a support group that I invite everyone from wherever they come from, where I bring all the survivors, the one I get, because every time we do this mentorship, we find so many people who have been abused. Old, young children, they come to us and say, oh, this what you taught, I've been going through it, but I didn't know. In my experience, I've met children who have been abused, but they are not aware that they are being abused. So I call all of them together, and we have a support group that we talk, we share our story, because I believe in giving them platform. If giving them platform and giving myself a platform to be vulnerable, I'm opening up for another girl, for another survivor who is silent. So I train them to be vulnerable for the sake of the other person who is silent. So my community is not big, is not very big, and I oversee it becoming big, and it's everywhere. Anyone can offer a skill. Anyone can do something to see the end of sexual violence, because we never know who is going to happen to tomorrow. We can only join hands and create awareness, talk more about it, give platform for survivors to speak up.
So, Eunice, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information, so they want to learn how to get involved, they want to learn how to get more involved with the community, they want to support, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with you and your team?
We have a website, Wounded Healers, www.woundedhealer.org without an S. And also, we have all social media, Wounded Healer Kenya. Once you check out Wounded Healer Kenya, you're going to see. I'm also very active on social media as Eunice Nuna on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. Once someone just check Eunice Luna is going to find us, and they can also check out our page.
Fantastic. And let's leave that website one more time, because I feel like there were some people that were like, what was that website? And they want to hear it one more time so they can check it out. So what's the website one more?
www.woundedhealer.org.
Fantastic. Well, Eunice, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing your background and sharing your experiences and also all the great work that you're doing out there to help other people that have gone through some of the similar situations that you have, and creating this platform for stories to be told and also to really make a difference. So really appreciate you coming on the show to talk about that today. Mm-hmm. And to our audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Don't forget, go check out what Eunice is up to. I mean, it's a lot of good work they're doing over there. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And if this is your first time listening, we'd love to have you back to listen to some more episodes. Don't forget. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, definitely give us a subscribe there and leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Eunice, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.